Many of us remember as kids watching banked track roller derby on probably black and white TV. Well, it's a new age, and I have with me three extraordinary women to tell us all about the El Paso Roller Derby Text Pistols. Welcome, ladies. It's good to have you here. To my left, Amanda Christensen, a.k.a. Goldie Agogo.
Hello.
I love that part. Cynthia Lagunas, who is known as Cindy Weasel on the track, and Missy Singer, or Singer Stinger. Welcome, ladies. It's just a delight to have you here. I've been so looking forward to this interview.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Who was the instigator? Who's the longest member of the roller derby in this threesome?
That would be Cindy Weasel.
Oh, and did you get them involved after?
No, I met them through EPRD.
Okay.
El Paso Roller Derby when I came in. I was actually with another league here in El Paso before we split and we started El Paso Roller Derby. So I've been skating about 5 years now.
Excellent. How long has roller derby been coming back? And to explain, this is not banked track.
Correct.
Roller derby. This is
flat track.
Explain the flat track concept. How do you work that?
We play on a flat track versus a banked track. So we can pretty much play on any flat surface.
Any flat surface. Indoor,
yeah,
outdoor?
Large surface, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we skate both indoors and outdoors.
Mm-hmm. And do the tracks already exist, or do you find a place and have to set them up? Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. I thought that might elicit a little groan.
We have a crew that comes in before the game, and we go ahead and set it up, and there's a required measurements for a track, and we set it up every time that we have a game.
And tear it down every time.
Tear it down.
Now, when you say you have people that come in, this is not a high-dollar crew, I would guess.
Oh,
it's
not like, at all.
It's ourselves.
No. Yes, yeah. Yes. Volunteers, husbands,
volunteers.
The boyfriends, brothers, the works, dads, I suppose. Yeah, that's one of the cool things. I happened upon flat track roller derby game actually about. Got to use the right term here.
Yep.
I'm giving myself away. Up in Las Cruces. And I hadn't seen this for a long time. And I thought, I wonder if El Paso has a team. And then sure enough, here you are. Tell me a little bit about this whole trend of the naming. Why? I mean, that makes it so darn much fun. Where did it come from?
I kind of call it soul searching or skate searching. Like, for instance, I chose a Stinger, because I'm very tiny. I'm living proof that you can be any size to play roller derby.
Yes.
It's because I'm small, I disappear, and sometimes people say I'm hard to find.
Ah, you sneak up on them. That's one of the things, too, about roller derby, is there's no particular body type. Everybody fits.
Right.
What's the atmosphere like on the track and among the women who...
It can be all over the place. It's really, I think, whatever you make of it out there. I mean, we've played some teams before where, you know, it gets extremely competitive. It's contact sport, so sometimes some people can get a little carried away. But then, you know, we've come in contact with a lot of teams who it's fun. You get in there and they make fun of you and you're like, oh, it's just like girl talk at the same time. And it's not really threatening. And you outdo each other and you say, that was good. Okay, let's try it again. And you just wait for the next round. So, you know, it just depends. But for the most part, it's a lot of fun. So I enjoy it.
Yeah. And how do you recruit? Are you looking for new members? Is the team closed? What's the arrangement?
Actually, yes. We are recruiting currently. We recruit, I think this coming season, we're going to recruit about 4 times a year, every couple of months, just so that way so we have one group that all kind of learns at the same skill level.
Okay.
So we don't have new people coming in all at the same time. They can kind of advance together before we have a new group come in. But we're currently recruiting skaters, referees, non-skating officials, which would be all of our volunteers that track our score, stats, penalties, time the jams, which each portion of the game is called a jam, and coaches even. So you can contact us at eprd@elpasorollerderby.com, and it'll get forwarded on to actually Cindy Weasel, who's the head of our coaching committee.
Ah, excellent. Yes, everybody wears several hats. And well, and before I go further, tell me a little bit more about yourselves. Amanda, Goldie, yes. What do you do in your other life?
Well, I've actually been working at the El Paso Zoo for almost 4 years. In February, it'll be 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
I'm one of the managers for SSA, which is the company that pretty much runs everything within the zoo except except for the animals, pretty much.
Okay.
We run the restaurants, the concessions, the special events. We do all the caterings, the gift shop, the rides, which is the carousel, and the train. And so I'm one of the managers that takes care, helps to take care of all of that. I do all the human resources, office, and retail.
Wow, it keeps you busy.
Yeah,
and definitely. And then Cindy Weasel, what's your day job?
I have two day jobs, probably more like four. But during the day, I am an independent salon. I'm a hairdresser. Mm-hmm. So I go ahead and I run my own schedule and, you know, book accordingly. And I'm mm-hmm. a private rental. And on the side, I actually help run Block and Roll Skate Shop here in town.
Where is that located?
That is on 3301 Piedras. And we're probably, what, 3 or 4 months in now that we just started?
Block and Roll Skate Shop.
Correct.
Excellent. And so how many skate shops are there in town that really have the proper equipment?
We are the only skate shop here that caters to roller derby, actually.
Excellent. Good for you.
Most of the skate shops here are catered to skateboarding and longboarding and, you know, rollerblading, but we are the only specialty shop for derby.
Excellent. All right. And Miss Stinger, what is your...
I am currently a full-time Army wife, part-time freelance graphic designer, and part-time with this league.
Excellent. There's more to running a league than just a social club. Tell me about some of the professional requirements of doing roller derby at the level at which you do it.
Roller derby for me and the other board members, because I'm also the vice president of the league. Mm-hmm. I'm also a committee head, and I'm also the interleague liaison. So I communicate with the other leagues, set up the bout schedule, set up scrimmages. I'm the main point of contact between us and pretty much any other league that we're going to set anything up with.
Mm-hmm.
I really do devote just as much time to roller derby as I do to my normal job.
And it's all...
We are a nonprofit organization as well. Mm-hmm. We're 501c3, and all of our members, whether they're skaters, volunteers, board members, we're all volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody makes a penny from doing what we do, but we do everything from setting up the insurance for our members and for the league, which is very important, setting up bout schedules, setting up the actual bouts, the events.
Yeah. It takes a lot of devotion.
It does. It takes a lot of time.
And is there much activity in the roller derby that is not part of league activity? Or have the leagues kind of professionalized this for women as far as making sure that things like insurance and the rules and regulations are followed?
Well, we follow WIFDDA, and it's... Since we are a starter league, we, you know, this is our fourth season, there is a format that we try and follow as far as insurance. So, yes, we go through USARS, and WIFDDA does offer insurance.
Mm-hmm.
So all that paperwork has to get signed and in on time in order for us to even have a bout, in order for people to skate. And, you know, we do follow the format, like I said, of WIFDDA rules.
Yes.
So it's a nice, long 74 pages
rule set. Yeah, so this isn't just the casual get-together. I mean, it's a structured, professional, well-run endeavor.
Yes.
And back to recruiting folks, tell me a little bit about that fresh meat program, as you call it, with the new people. And are there any dues to pay?
Well, yes. So you can come in as a fresh meat person, and usually we give you, you know, a few practices to kind of get your bearings and figure out, you know, do I want to become a skater? Do I want to be competitive? Do I want to join a team? If you feel you want to go that route, you can be an active skater.
Okay.
Your dues are, we only charge $20 a month. Everything that funnels in pays for anything that we need. Equipment, it pays for all of our bouts to be held because we still have to pay for the facilities, practice facilities.
Yes.
If you decide, you know, I don't want to be an active skater, I just want to come and practice, you know, and kind of skate around and, you know, do that bit and just exercise with us, which we do, you know, we all have fun doing. You can do that as well. And we only charge about $10 a month. You can show up whenever you'd like.
Okay.
There's no attendance policy for that. But if you do become active, we have a strict attendance policy and other little things that go along
with
it.
And I know you have an A and a B team, so you can accommodate different levels.
Yes.
What is, real quickly, what is the average outlay? What would it cost me to outfit myself appropriately to do roller derby?
It depends. I mean, you can go in and get, you know, decent, good gear. Honestly, my goodness, you are looking at a pretty penny, though. It's not cheap to be in roller derby.
A couple of hundred to get started.
For starter,
we would say.
As long as somebody knows that that's what they're looking at. And
right.
And it can be done if you
if you
decide to jump in and give it a shot. And the bug bites. Now you know that you'll be out about, you know, a couple of $100. But but as far as what you get in the return, as far as the camaraderie and the fun, I suspect it is well worth it.
Yes. Very much
they
so.
They all agree. My guest today, Amanda Christensen, or Goldie Agogo on the track, Cynthia Lagunas, who is Cindy Weasel, and Missy Singer, who is Singer Stinger. My thanks to all three of my guests today from the El Paso Roller Derby Tex Pistols, and you can find out more about the league by going to elpasorollerderby.com. And just real quickly, when does your season crank up again?
Our first bout will be a Valentine's Day mesh-up, and it's going to be on February 15th. And all of our bouts will be at Nations Tobin at 8831 Railroad Drive.
Excellent. Beautiful facility. Nice place. Great. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.